I'm Tim Hall. Welcome to our program today. I have the privilege today of preaching on your authority and taking your authority. I think today will help you to rule and reign as a king in your life. Enjoy the program. Let's have a look today at you taking your authority.
I preached last year, was it? I preached about the centurion. Who can remember that? Who doesn't? Who heard it but haven't got a clue what it was about? I talked about the fact that the centurion recognized and understood Jesus' authority. We talked about the authority of Jesus, and we talked about understanding a bit about our own authority. This is really going on from there. This is part two, if you like, of that message. But I talked about the fact that everywhere Jesus went, people were astonished at the authority of his words. In fact, people said, "What a word is this, for with authority he speaks." There's my throat's gone. With authority he speaks. And the demons are subject and they come out. And then the Pharisees were amazed. Disciples were amazed. They said, "What word is this? What manner of man is this that when he speaks, even the wind and the waves are subject?" Pharisees said, "Where did this man get this authority? Where'd you get it?" Satan understood the authority of his words because he made the statement quite clearly, "If you're the Son of God, speak to these stones and turn them into bread." So he understood, the devil understood, that Jesus could speak to stones and turn them into bread. He knew his authority. Do you know, one of the things Jesus wants us to understand, our authority. So today is about you exercising your authority, about moving and living in authority. How many people believe it's time for the church to rise up and step in to our God-given authority? I mean, too many Christians live down under, pressed down by life circumstances, instead of stepping up and going, "Hey, we are kings and kingettes in life, and we shall reign." So I want to talk about our reigning, our authority. Jesus said, "Speak to this mountain. Whosoever shall say to this mountain, get up and go into the sea. And if he doubt not, but you believe that what you say is going to come to pass, you'll have whatsoever." Whosoever has the right to speak to their whatsoever. Trouble is, too often it's the whatsoever speaking to the whosoever. It is the mountain speaking. When you got up this morning, did you get up in kingly authority, or did you get up groaning, moaning? How many got up today and said, "Oh, I don't even know if I want to go to church tonight. Nobody likes me. Everyone's mad at me. I don't know why. Woe is me. Everybody hates me. Nobody loves me. Everybody hates me. So I'll go and eat worms. Big fat slimy ones, big fat juicy ones. Oh, how they wriggle and squirm." How's that thing go? Like that. I got it wrong, but we used to say that as kids. I get up in the morning, I can't be grumpy. I can't. Sometimes my knee's hurting and I get out and I think I'll stay in bed today. Jackie's up going, "This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Timmy, this is the day. Oh, God's your..." I mean, oh. How can you be so enthusiastic? I mean, I'm just... And she's, "Hallelujah. I've just spent an hour with Jesus." It's like that, isn't it? But my Bible says that we ought to be ruling and reigning in life. If through one man's sin, the Bible says, death reigned by one, how much more shall we who have received the gift of righteousness reign, rule, have dominion as kings? Where are we reigning? In life. How many are in church? We're here. We're not going to church or we haven't been to church. We are in church. How many know that we're not going to be in life or in the future or have been in life? How many people are in life? This is where we reign. We're born to rule. We're born to reign. We're the head, not the tail. Anyone believe that today? Feel free to shout hallelujah, amen, or just throw money. I don't care. I'll receive it. Hello, Pastor Zed, how are you? He's all excited about a book. Are you going to buy some? I'll give you one. You got your name in there. Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 8 and verse 4, where the word of a king is, there's power. Who's a king or a kingette here? Give me a wave. Say, that's me. Turn to the person next to you and say, I'm reigning as a king. I'm the head, not the tail. I'm above only. I'm never below. Born to rule. I'm born to rule. I'm born to have dominion. All power's given in the name of Jesus. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. I'm the head, not the tail. Never below. Hallelujah. All the fullness of God indwells me. I'm born to have an impact. Nothing's impossible to me. In all the, who can separate me from the love of God? Principalities, powers, things created, or any created thing. Nay, nay, like a horse. Nay. In all these things, we are overwhelming, unstoppable conquerors through Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're a warrior. You're a champion. You're born to rule this week. You're born to begin to speak to financial needs and say, get out the road. You're born to say to family needs, get out the road. You're born to talk to circumstances and say, I'm the king. You're the servant. Move. How do kings operate? By decree. They just sit back and give orders. Give orders. King doesn't go and go, I better go and do the dishes. Says to the servants, dishes. Take that man out and chop his head off. Decrees, royal decrees. You are a decreer. Not, you're not to chop anyone's head off. Decree. Where the word of a king is, there is. You're all listening. Where the word of a king is, there is. Power. Power. You know what that word power is in the Hebrew language? To dominate. To govern. To have rule. To bear rule. To wield power. We're walking through life as kings. We're the head, not the tail. Reigning in life. He's made us kings and priests under God. And we shall exercise kingly sovereign dominion. He's the King of Kings. It's the same word. Basileus. Power, rulership. He is the ruling sovereign with a whole lot of ruling sovereigns that are ruling in life and reigning in life in him, by him, in his power, in his dominion. You're born to be a conqueror. Born for triumph in every circumstance. King uses words. How are you using your words? How am I? I hate the scripture that says we're going to be judged on every idle word. It will take me about 600 years. The line behind me will just keep building. The Lord will say, why did you say that? Jackie made me? I'll get an excuse. But you can't lie. Our words dictate our eternity. Everything we see has come through words. Everything. Everything that's ever built has started with words. Everything ever created came into being because God said, let there be. Abraham understood the authority of the Lord. He understood that God raises the dead and calls to things that be not. So they were. And he says, have the God kind of faith. Speak into your situation. You see, that situation speaking to me. No, talk to it. David said to Goliath, Goliath says, you come to me with sticks and stones. Am I some dog? David says, who are you, you uncircumcised Philistine? He talked like that. I got that by revelation. It's only a young bloke, but who do you think you are? You uncircumcised Philistine? That's not a compliment. I come in the authority of the name of the Lord. I'm going to take you out. I'm going to take this rock. See this rock? I'm going to pop it right in between your eyes. You're going to drop down on the ground. I'm going to come over and take the sword. You're going to get a big headache, but I'm going to chop it off. Not only that, we're going to turn on your army and the birds are going to have big feet. How do you feel about that, big shot? It was words to that effect. That's a paraphrase. But he spoke it. Sometimes you've got to speak it. What are you speaking? Are you speaking, oh, or ha-ha? Move. Move, mountain. Get up and go. Get up and move. I love the scripture that says this. And this week, this scripture hit me. Hebrews 3, verse 1. Let's all quote it together without looking. Let us consider the high priest of our profession. Let us consider the high priest of our profession. How many times have you read that? Just skipped over it. Several mentions in Hebrews of the high priest of our profession. It says, let us consider the high priest. The word consider is a strong word. And we have a Greek teacher here. I'll just check it out, make sure my Greek's correct. Katanoeo, with the inflections in the correct, katanoeo. Kata down, neo, to know, to perceive, to understand. Let us dig down with a full understanding of who he is. Let us explore. Look at this, I'm even winding up now. Let us do a deep exploration of who he is. How many have done a deep exploration of who the high priest of our profession is? Jesus is our high priest, yes or no? He's the one who went in taking blood, went in before the Father and said, I've shed my blood on their behalf. Well, the Bible says, have you considered seriously the high priest of your profession? Let me turn to my esteemed Greek teacher. The Greek word there for profession is homologia. Homologia. Logia. Pronunciation correct? I'm learning Greek. I know a little Greek, con Papadopoulos. Got a fish and chip shop in Paran. Now, let us consider the high priest of our homologia. What does it mean? Homo, the same. Logia, word. Let us take a deep understanding of the high priest of our saying the same word. I think the high priest takes your speech, takes it into the Father and says, look what your children are saying. They're lining the words up with our word. They're lining it up with the living word. Therefore, we better release the angels and release the power into their situation because they are in agreement. They're in agreement. They're speaking it. Hebrews 10, chapter 20, Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 23, as everybody knows here, says this: let us hold fast, season, hold down the profession of your faith, the speaking of the same word. Not speaking what our emotions say or our circumstances say, but speaking the same word that God says. Because a king decrees the law. When we start to speak who we are and what we are and what we have and what we can be and where we're seated and our place of authority, when we start to speak it, start to declare it, something starts to happen. Our circumstances change. I believe the spirit realm gives heed and gives up and starts to move, and we start to move the chess piece. It's all right for you. My mouth and my spirit are out of sync. My mouth is going, don't do this to me. You say, why are you yelling? It's coming out this way. Would you prefer I?
Yes, we're just looking at the scriptures. Just trying to establish some principles of the mighty God.
No, let it out. Let it out. We got to let it out. If it's in here, let it out. Oh, gosh, don't hold it in. When you're born to win, you better sound like a winner. When you're born to have an impact, you better sound like one. When you're ruling and reigning in life by one Christ Jesus, you better sound like a king. You better speak like a king. I was mumbling and grumbling one day about something, and Jackie said, you sure we're on the same side? You sound like you belong to the other team. I know. The hard thing about it is Jackie gets on my case, but she's usually right. Now my PA does the same, and my team, they back her all the time. I'm sick of it. We got to declare who we are. We got to start to declare who we are. We are today the head, not the tail. We're above only, never below. We're born to rule and reign. We're born to live in dominion. We're born to reign in life by one Christ Jesus. We're more than conquerors. We're filled with all the fullness of God. God is able through you and I to do exceedingly abundantly beyond anything we can ask or think, according to the power that right now is at work within us. All power has been given in his name. Therefore, we're going forward. He's given us a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. He's given us authority to walk upon snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the evil one. And nothing of the enemy shall possibly harm us. We are the conquering sons and daughters, joint heirs with the living God. We are royalty. We are part of the royal family. We are kings and priests under God, and we shall reign. We shall reign. I'm nearly exhausted. Preaching myself excited. Get rid of that page. We have authority to change our circumstances, Pastor Mark. We have authority to start moving the chess pieces around in the heavenly realm with our confession and declaration, saying the same word, speaking what God says. It's pretty important to actually read the book to know what he says. It's far better than speaking the word from the Reader's Digest on basket weaving in Fiji or something, or from the History Channel. Let the word of God dwell richly. Chew on it, eat it. Daniel chapter 9. Daniel the prophet. I love Daniel the prophet. How many love Daniel the prophet? How many don't like him? How many are offended by him? Fair enough. The first year of Darius's reign, he reads the books. He's reading the scrolls, and he reads from the book of Jeremiah. And he reads how 70 years you're going to be occupied in exile with Babylon. At the end of 70, you'll be released. He goes, man, time's nearly up. He's reading Jeremiah 25, verse 1 to 11 from the King James Bible, which he preferred. Jeremiah 29, verse 1 to 10. I am joking. Someone said, really? No. 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 Not at all. King James. Forget it. He's reading the Word. And he reads the Bible, says, hey, you're about to get set free. He goes, I better seek this. I better get into prayer and get some answers. This guy had impact. This guy was a prayer warrior. This guy knew what it was to get in the heavenlies. This guy knew what it was to speak the Word. This guy knew what it was to wait till he heard the Word, then speak the Word. Intimate with God. God called him beloved. I want to get into that place, be in that place with God where he says you're beloved. And when you call, he said, I'm going to answer you. He set his face. Hang on. Just going down a bit. And he had an almighty, no, it just needed to be changed. A mighty visitation. Angel appeared to him and laid out to him all the things that are going to come. But he said to him, Daniel, you beloved man, from the first day that you set your face to seek me, praying the word, speaking the word, declaring and seeking out the word, I was coming. But I was involved in things at the highest level of demonic and angelic realms, where there was a war raging in the heavenlies with the archangels and the archdemons, whoever they are called. And it was pretty heavy going. And then we heard there's a man on his knees that needs an answer. Push through the battle, break through the lines and come down and meet him. And he said, I tried to get through. He said, from the first day you began to seek, I was told to come, but I had to push through against the Prince of Persia. And it was a struggle. So we called on Michael, your archangel, Jewish archangel. And he came. And he said, so I've come with this message for you, straight from heaven. And now I have to go back because the Prince of Greece here is coming, Alexander the Great, under a spirit that would control him and move the whole world, dealing at the upper levels and upper levels of the spirit realm. And his prayers pulled and changed the activities of the heavenly realm. What happens when we pray? What happens in the angelic realm? I believe when we first get saved, we were dealing with the wicked spirits, pneumaticus paneros. I used to get presences and stuff come into the room that just try and scare me, and I learned to hunt them out and fight through them, and then you start to move against authorities. You start to move them out and you start to cast out devils, and then you begin to move into another realm in prayer where you begin to take authority from the throne room and you start to come against cosmokratos, I believe is the correct word, cosmokratos. Cosmokratos. Yeah, I'm on it today. World rulers in the realm of darkness, in the skotia. Skotia. My humility is on display. So we start to deal with dark spirits in foul areas. But I think that as our church is growing, I'm going to be honest with you, I believe we're starting to deal. You watch what's happening. And is Andy here? Pastor Andy, where is he? Seuss, where are they? Left town, gone. Gone. I don't know. But now, when these big events are on the city and they're worried about the gangs, who do they call? They don't call Ghostbusters. Who do they call? Boom. And the boom people go out there and a whole bunch of angels go out with them because the angelic realm goes with them and there's a peace out there. We are impacting in the realm of the spirit. But on Wednesday morning prayer, our prayers are going to get stronger and stronger. And we start to deal, I believe, right in that top echelon. Echelon. Someone say echelon. I don't even know it's the right word, but gee, it sounds impressive. What is it? Well, I don't care. Echelon. Fair enough. Good trick. Well done. Thank you, Karen. It's because I'm the executive, Pastor Mark. We're ruling. We're reigning. We're shaping. We're moving. It's time to move things in the Spirit. Not just be a bunch of people having a little prayer. Thank you, Jesus, for a nice day. Can you help us with a car park tomorrow at church? Is it all right if you speed up our Wi-Fi here? Wouldn't mind it if you'll help the Bombers win next week. Oh, we had people put prayer requests in for people on days of our life that there'd be change. God bless Mummy, Daddy and the cat. No, that's not moving things in the heavenlies. Ah, is that moving stuff in the heavenlies? No! 1,000 times no. We've got to move demons off our business. We've got to move devils off our business. We've got to get the power of God bringing finance in. We've got to start to break in with ideas. Breaking in with ideas out of heaven to make major money. We've got to get into a place where our family is living under the power of God. Well, I hope that's been a help today. And for me, I want to live my life ruling and reigning, not under some powers that are causing me to be down, but rising up and speaking. Go into this week, speak to your mountains, move them in Jesus' name. Have a fantastic week.